Chapter 2, Spanish and French Pioneers in the United States. 10. Stories of Golden Lands. Wherever the Spaniards went, the Indians always told them stories of golden lands somewhere else. The Bahama Indians, for instance, told their cruel Spanish masters of a wonderful land toward the north. Not only was there gold in that land, there was also a fountain whose waters restored youth and vigor to the drinker. Among the fierce Spanish soldiers was Ponce de Leon. He determined to see for himself if these stories were true. 11. Discovery of Florida, 1513. In the same year that Balboa discovered the Pacific Ocean, Ponce de Leon sailed northward and westward from the Bahamas. On Easter Sunday, 1513, he anchored off the shores of a new land. The Spanish name for Easter was La Pascua de Flores. So, de Leon called the new land Florida. For the Spaniards were a very religious people and usually named their lands and the settlements from saints or religious events. De Leon then sailed around the southern end of Florida and back to the West Indies. In 1521, he visited Florida again and was wounded by an Indian arrow and returned home to die. 12. Spanish voyages and conquests. Spanish sailors and conquerors now appeared in quick succession on the northern and western shores of the Gulf of Mexico. One of them discovered the mouth of the Mississippi. Others of them stole Indians and carried them to the islands to work as slaves. The most famous of them all was Cortez. In 1519, he conquered Mexico after a thrilling campaign and found there great store of gold and silver. This discovery led to more expeditions and to the exploration of the southern half of the United States. 13. Coronado in the Southwest, 1540 to 1542. In 1540, Coronado set out from the Spanish towns on the Gulf of California to seek for more gold and silver. For 73 days, he journeyed northward until he came to the pueblos of the Southwest. These pueblos were huge buildings of stone and sun-dried clay. Some of them were large enough to shelter 300 Indian families. Pueblos are still to be seen in Arizona and New Mexico, and the Indians living in them, even to this day, tell stories of Coronado's coming and of his cruelty. There was hardly any gold and silver in these cities, so a great grief fell upon Coronado and his comrades.